Hey guys, welcome to Off Track. Hope you guys are all doing well. Today's episode will be talking about, reflecting on my conversation with the lovely, incomparable Tania Cassis, the crossover artist from Lebanon who has a beautiful voice and is just a lovely soul. We'll be talking a little bit about her. I say we, it's basically me. I will be talking about some of the insights that she brought to the table, as well as my own reflections. I really enjoyed meeting Tania. She was really, really nice, really down to earth, really grounded. And, you know, we're both from the similar kind of generation, and we both kind of see things in quite the same way, which was nice. It doesn't always happen on the show, but we were definitely in sync, both off recording and on recording. One of the things that Tania said, and it stayed with me, was the fact that she does a lot of her writing for songs comes from a real place of pain. And she was talking about how important it is really to sort of experience and go through hardship, go through pain in your life, because that's when you really understand and feel connected to what it is somehow to be human. And, you know, whether it's you're getting your heart ripped out because, you know, someone broke up with you or didn't work out, whether it's but you're going through some financial difficulties, whether potentially you've lost someone who's really important to you, there is hardship, there is pain everywhere. And she says that most songwriters or most decent songwriters always draw on that as their inspiration to really sort of write from the heart, to sing from the heart. And it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I was thinking from my own perspective, you never really know you're in pain until much later when you're potentially in a much better place. You know, hindsight is a wonderful thing. I mean, I'm speaking to you guys now and it's sort of mid-June 2025, and you know, I've had happier days for sure. I've been going through some tough times myself, but I, in the back of my mind, I'm always thinking it's not a bad thing. Pain is actually quite a good thing. It will allow you, if you give it and if you focus on what the opportunities are around pain, it will give you a real foundation for potential future success. That's provided you really understand what the learnings are from it, you know. Whether it's getting your heart ripped out, whether it's, you know, you're going through a tough time at work, whether it's financial, you know, really take the time to understand the trigger of the pain and also the root cause. There might be some childhood trauma that's sort of sitting in the back of your subconscious that also needs to be dealt with. So, you know, I really think that, you know, pain is actually a good thing, and it gives us all that sense of grounding. And if you can really kind of make sure that you understand why you're feeling the way you do, you can potentially try and minimize the amount of time you're spending in pain, and then hopefully in the future you'll be in a much happier place, and you'll appreciate, more importantly, you'll appreciate that much happier place. So I was quite interested about her whole take on the word pain and the importance of it. Look, she was famous for, you know, her main song, if you like, was Ave Maria, and that was really her trying to kind of overcome sort of the barriers when it comes to religion, sort of to unify, because she'd seen firsthand some of the issues between, you know, different religions and what that can do to families and to marriages, you know. So again, a lot of the great stuff that comes out is born from a position of pain or distress or basically bad stuff. And that was her biggest success. And, you know, even to this day, she continues to sing for peace. She continues to sing for humanity. To, you know, for unification and to try and break down all those sort of social barriers, which has never been more apparent than in 2025. And I thought that was really, really nice. And I think the fact that, you know, she owns it and she's continued to own it is fantastic. It just tells me that she's a genuine person and that she's someone who doesn't change, you know, doesn't change course because it's trending. She's remained, you know, trying to call for unification, for humanity and for cross-cultural and cross-religious sort of ties to sort of to be bound, which is great. And like I said, we definitely need that more than ever. And we talked a little bit about, this is where we, you know, we were related because we're both sort of early millennials, and we were talking about a lot of artists, and it's not just artists, but it's influencers, even podcasters, they just jump on any trend that they see, and, you know, they just try and, you know, hop from one cool subject to another and trying to sort of gather as many fans and followers. And it's just all a bunch of nonsense. And we had a nice little moment where we were just basically saying, yeah, look, it's great short term, but long term, we were both kind of hoping, yeah, these people are going to get found out. So that was quite a nice little moment that we shared. But what was really interesting, you know, that was specific to her really was she's someone who is absolutely fiercely protective of her independence. And she literally went on to quote, "Independence is happiness." Now, I don't know if I fully agree with that. But, you know, from her perspective, it's her biggest sort of pride and achievement has been getting independence from a relatively young age and not asking for help, but also being able to do exactly what she wants to do, when she wants to do it, with who she wants to do it. I mentioned that independence is happiness. I'm not sure if I fully agree because there's always two sides to it. Okay, look, in theory, if you're independent, it depends on, again, what you're talking about. You're talking about independent from a work perspective. Well, let me tell you, you have a lot of challenges if you're independent from a work perspective. I'm going through it right now. You know, you've got to constantly pick yourself up. You've got to keep yourself motivated. You can keep yourself focused. You don't have a team. You've just got you, yourself, and me. So independence is great, but there's the other side to it. Independence in life, again, I don't know how I really feel about that. If you're really independent, it means that you take all your decisions and you basically live the life that you want to. But I'm quite a romantic. I quite like the idea of sharing a life and sharing some decision making, especially the important stuff. And I really can't imagine having independence from my wife. Not saying that, you know, you don't need to have your own separate interests and do your own thing. You absolutely need to. But I like the idea of somehow relying on each other and building something, co-creating something, co-building something together. I don't know if that means I like to be dependent. That's a bit different, but it's not about being fully independent from someone or some decision-making that's also impacting someone else. So I'm not fully aligned with that, but when it comes to money, 100% independence is happiness. You know, not having to have to work for someone else, working for yourself, not having to depend on anyone else for an income. I mean, that's just brilliant, isn't it? I mean, it's kind of what I'm trying to work towards. So I absolutely agree with her on that. So there's always two sides to independence. It depends on your take. But from a work perspective, it's a double-edged sword. It can be good, can't not be. I miss having people and teams around. Independence in life, yeah, I don't know. I kind of much rather share it with someone. And independence in money, 100%. I'm all for that. So it was quite an interesting take from her. And she was very adamant about the importance of being independent. And then she kind of linked it also to a lot of the songs recently that she's been doing around women empowerment. She sings for empowerment. She wants equal rights, but at the same time, she doesn't believe in equality. She believes that men and women are fundamentally different and that we should celebrate those differences, which I fully agree with, provided, of course, that women and men, to be fair, are always respected. So she talked a lot about women empowerment, sort of linked somehow to independence. And you can feel it from her own perspective is that, you know, she's wanting to live her own life for herself and for nobody else. And that's always been the case with her. So if nothing else, I really respect that independence. And look, I've kind of gone between both where there's part of me that just wants to constantly, you know, redefine who I am. And there's part of me that's thinking, no, just stick to your guns. You know, is it better to continuously try to improve and enhance yourself? Probably the answer is yes. Or is it better to always remain your authentic self? And can you do both? You could probably coexist on both, but, you know, you kind of end up blurring yourself and your own identity with potentially other people's and trends just to sort of be a little bit more popular. So she's definitely all about empowerment and she's been doing that for a while. She's not trying to jump on a new bandwagon. So that's also really, really nice to see. And the bit that really made me chuckle, which I kind of alluded to a bit earlier, was around talent and other talent in the pop industry, in the music industry. And I kind of asked her, like, what does it take for someone to be successful as a singer in 2025? And she said, look, it's three things, Luca. She said, it's talent, it's personality, and it's perseverance. But she said the talent bit is arguably the least important because when it comes to singing, you know, everything can be fixed. You know, your voice can be fixed. AI can definitely help you with that. I mean, we've seen it all over socials these days with these new sort of AI avatars popping up and, you know, there's AI that can help enhance your singing voice and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, there's the whole, you know, physical aspect and aesthetics. And in the past, if you look at some of the most successful people, a lot of them were very attractive. you know, and as a singer, I guess that's kind of important. Again, that can also be fixed. So she was basically saying that talent used to be the most important thing, but these days it's all about personality and perseverance. And you've got to live and breathe your social brand, and you've got to be absolutely determined, like a little pit bull, if you like, to go out and get what you want. And that's basically true with everything these days. In any industry, it's not just confined to being in the music industry. You've got to have a really clear brand identity, and you've got to be absolutely perseverant, knocking on doors, smashing in windows to get what you want. But of course, you've got to do it in a respectful way and a nice way. But you've got to keep fighting for your brand on a regular basis, provided your brand has been really well defined. A lot of people in the industry, like I mentioned just now, was that they kind of go from one thing to another. They don't have an established brand because they keep jumping on from one rock to another rock, depending on the trend that's sort of taking place and taking effect. So delivering consistency, authenticity on a long-term basis is something that she's managed to do. But she could have made more money. She could have been more successful and arguably more independent financially had she done more of these sort of rock jumping and gone on to some of the the more trending topics. So again, it's always a little bit of a trade-off, but she has remarkable talent, and I think that's what stands her out. And you know, I kind of told her, doesn't it really piss you off when you see all these singers right now who in 2025 they're making so much money on social, not relying on the big labels anymore, and they have really poor amount of talent? She's like, yeah, it does. It annoys me. Of course it will. You see someone who you're so much more talented in, but you know, they've got something a little bit different. And to be fair to them, they're the ones who are going out and maximizing it. So all fair in love and war. But the insight was talent is no longer the most important thing when it comes to the music industry, which just doesn't make any sense. You've got to have talent. But you know, here we're in the world of AI in 2025, and shit is real. So we are where we are. Those are the key things. So pain is really, really important. It becomes sort of the foundation layer for your future growth, provided you can really find the learning and the triggers and potentially, you know, link that back to your childhood trauma and overcome it. Pain will help you. It will allow you to enjoy a longer spell of happiness. And potentially, it will allow you to celebrate your individuality. If you manage to sort of understand why you're in pain and so much, and you fix those triggers, you'll potentially start to discover for the first time your true authentic self, which will help your individuality and potentially push your independence. So see what I did there, man? It's all linked. Guys, it's been a real pleasure talking as always. I'm really looking forward to this week's upcoming episode. It's with Haitham Matar. Haitham is the managing director of Intercontinental Hotels Group. So we talk all things tourism, hospitality. It's a great episode. We've actually worked together in my previous world of media, where we were both working alongside each other on launching Saudi Tourism Authority to the world. And let me tell you, that was one story, ladies and gentlemen, that you're going to want to listen to. So thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for next coming episode on Lucas Inside Track. It's a real cracker. Until then, take care. Don't worry about the pain. You will overcome.